USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There is new information about the anti-Semite Grafton Thomas, 37 years old, who bursts into a rabbi's house with a machete in Muncie, New York, stabbing five Jewish people celebrating Hanukkah, lighting the menorah for the seventh night after the Sabbath ended Saturday. Detectives in New York say anti-Semitic journals found at his house. The acting director of Homeland Security, Ken Cuccinelli, says in a tweet, Grafton, the son of an illegal immigrant. He says apparently American values did not take hold among this entire family, at least this one violent and apparently bigoted son. And as we close out the year 2019, we turn to the stock market, which if you've checked your 401k has been on a roll, but profit takers moving in, the Dow losing 183 points to close at 28,462. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To the economy now, some folks spending money like it's going out of style this Christmas season, USA Radio's Tim Berg, with tips on how to get out of debt if you dropped too much dough. Here's his report.
Americans spent more online in the weeks leading up to Christmas this year despite a shorter holiday season. Overall, seasonal shopping from November 1st through December 24th was up about 3.5% over last year. What if you were one of those folks, though, who spent too much on Christmas and shopping and gifts? Financial analyst Greg McBride shares some advice on how to deal with a hefty holiday credit card bill.
Now, first thing you got to do, Todd, get a handle on what you owe and who you owe it to. Make a list of all those credit card balances, any personal loans you may have taken out. You want to list the amount you owe, the minimum payment, the due date, and the interest rate. That's going to help you. Once you have all that in front of you, then you're going to prioritize how you're going to attack this debt. This is the time to develop that debt repayment game plan.
The audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There's an interesting update to the ongoing survey out about the nation's most interesting people. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Polar opposites are at the top of this new most admired poll, as former President Barack Obama and current President Donald Trump are tied for the most admired men in America, both winning 18% of the vote in Gallup's latest annual poll. They were followed by former President Jimmy Carter, Tesla CEO Elon Musk, both who got only 2%, former First Lady Michelle Obama, America's most admired woman, she secured 10% of the vote, followed by First Lady Melania Trump with 5%, and Oprah Winfrey with 3%.
And as we count down to a toast on New Year's Eve, a reminder about those potentially dangerous champagne corks.
Those dangers include the flying corks from the bubbly traveling at about 55 miles an hour.
Being hit in the eye with a champagne cork traveling at that speed can do a lot of damage.
Optometrist Dr. Amanda Helscher with the Key Whitman Eye Center of Dallas.
Want to make sure first, if you're the opener, that you're not directing it at anyone. I've also seen someone get hit in the eye with a champagne cork because they're getting in front of it because the cork is difficult to get off. So it's very important that you're directing a champagne cork far away from, you know, anyone that could be contacted, especially in their eye.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.